Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning Parakei Mishnah Hei and Parakei Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah here is going to continue the halachos of measuring the tchum, the border of a city. And we're going to begin by discussing the halacha regarding who is allowed to measure the tchum of a city. It says the Mishnah in Modedin Elamin Amumcha that you're only allowed to measure the tchum of a city if you are an expert at measuring land. Not anyone can simply take the measurement, but you have to know exactly how to measure it and so forth. Continuing in the Mishnah, now we're going to discuss what happens if different people take measurements, different measurements are taken, and they don't all agree. Says the Mishnah, Riba lemakom echad, umiyet lemakom acher. If he measured a tchum farther at one point and closer at another, meaning to say that when he measured the tchum from one corner of the city and measured it again from the opposite corner, one of the markers was further than the other. Says the Mishnah, Shomen lemakom sheribe, that we accept the measurement of the point where it came out further, and the tchum for the entire city of the and for the entire side of the city is going to extend until that point. Riba le'echad umiyet le'acher. Similarly, if different people measured the tchum along the same line, but for one tchum it was further, and for another one it was closer. Says the Mishnah, Shomin Limeruba, we accept the further measurement was accurate, meaning to say, we're lenient, we're makil, that even if there are two measurements, that one's further than the other, we're going to accept the further one, we're going to allow a person to go further, and that's based on the concept, as we're going to see, of Safek de Rabbanon Lekul, that when you have a situation of a rabbinic law, like this Tchum is a Din Mid de Rabbanon, it's a rabbinic law, we go Lekula, as the Mishnah is going to say. Continuing in the Mishnah, who is believed to tell us where the tchum ends? Says the Mishnah, afilu ever afilu shivcha ne'emanin lomar ad kan tchum Shabbos. Even a neved kanania, a non-Jewish slave, and even a non-Jewish maidservant, who are usually not accepted as edim. Usually, we don't trust them as witnesses, as the Mishnah says in the first paragraph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. They're believed here to say that the Shabbos tchum reaches until this particular point, until this particular place, meaning to say, they are believed to say that expert measurers had marked the end of the tchum to that particular point, or that people had always walked to that point on Shabbos, in which case we can assume that the measurers of an earlier generation had marked it at the end of the tchum. That's really what the Bi'ur Halacha points out. However, says the Bi'ur Halacha, slaves may not be the ones who actually measure the tchum, since again, like we said, this has to be done by experts. They can simply attest to where the tchum ends, but they cannot be the ones to actually measure the tchum. And as the Mishnah concludes by saying, Shelo amru chachamim es hadavar lahachmir, the reason why we're so lenient, we're so makil in the Mishnah when it comes to tchum, is because, says the Mishnah, the rabbis, the chachamim, did not say that when they established this idea of tchumen that you needed to be strict. El lahakel, rather we say that you can be lenient. Again, as Rashi points out, as many others points out, there's the concept of safek derabanan lakula. When there's a doubt of a rabbinic nature, when it's not in the Torah but it's a rabbinic law, generally speaking, we are going to be lenient in those regards. Now we're continuing with Parakei Mishnah Vav as we move away briefly from the topic of measuring a city's tchum, and we're going to discuss a little bit the law of making shitufei mavos for the entire city. Now, theoretically speaking, all of the streets in a walled city can be joined in one shitufei mavos, which would permit a person to carry anywhere in the city. Again, from your mava, which is an alley outside, to the public thoroughfare. Now, the rabbis, however, were concerned that doing so might make people think that it is permitted, it is allowed to carry even in a public domain. When I said public thoroughfare, I don't mean a Bershus HaRab, I mean a Carmel is the area that is that the mavo, that the alleyway leads to, but it's certainly not a Rishos HaRabim. However, the Chamor Kshon, that maybe someone's going to come and think, oh my gosh, you're allowed to carry in this whole area, so you're also allowed to carry in a Rishos HaRabim, you're also allowed to carry in a public area. The rabbis therefore decreed that any city whose streets might be confused with a public area must leave some part of the city out of its shitufei mavos in order that carrying be forbidden in some part of the city. Again, to make it clear to people that it is forbidden to carry in a Rishus Harab, that is forbidden to carry in a public domain. So based on this, our Mishnah is going to articulate a little bit regarding this halacha. It says the Mishnah, Ir shal yachid v'naseh shal rabim. If a city that used to be owned by one individual now became the property of many individuals, says the Mishnah, Ma'arvin es kuli, you're allowed to make an heir of one shitufi mevos for the entire city, even though it is now owned by many people. We're not concerned that people are going to confuse its streets with a public area because it began as a city that was owned only by one person, which certainly is not considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. However, says the Mishnah, Vishal Rabim Venase Shal Yachid, on the other hand, if a city used to be owned by many people and it is now owned only by one person, then its streets might still be thought of as a Rishus HaRabim, since it began as a city that was owned by many, and therefore, says the Mishnah, Ein Ma'arvin Es Kula El Imkin Asa Chutza La. Therefore, you're not allowed to make one Eir of one Chitufe Mevos for the entire city, unless we exclude a certain part of that city. How much must you exclude? So that's a machlokas in our Mishnah, Ki'ir Chadasha Shebihuda Sheyesh B'chamishim Diurim. That according to this opinion, you have to exclude an area that's like the towns of Chadasha in Yehuda, which had 50 people living there, 50 residents there. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Shimon said, no, Shalosh Chatzeros, Shal Shnei Batim, it is enough to exclude from the air of an area of just three courtyards with two houses in each court. As the Bartanur points out, it's actually even more lenient than the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, but certainly that's, you have to exclude a little bit, really, he points out. The Bartanur points out that the halacha is really even one house and one courtyard is sufficient for one to leave over. There has to be something left over again to make it clear that you're not allowed to carry in a Rishos HaRabim. Quick review, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey taught us, number one, that only a mumcha, only an expert at measuring land, is allowed to measure the tchum of a city. And the Mishnah told us that if there's any discrepancy, whether it's from where you measure to, or whether it's different people measured and there's a discrepancy, at the end of the day we're lenient, so the further distance is where we allow people to walk to as part of the tchum. We even said that even an Eved Kenani, a Shivcha, a non-Jewish maidservant, they're all allowed to measure the tchum as well. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us the reason why we're so lenient when it comes to tchum is because it is something which is a din midrabbanan, that the rabbi said it could be lenient when it's something that's rabbinic in nature. You can be lenient when it comes to that. And then Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav, this began discussing briefly the concept of shitufi mevos, and we said that even though normally when you have shitufi mevos, when you're making them, you have to leave a little bit of extra housing as part of this city that is not included in the Erev. So we said that if the city used to be owned by one person, but now it became owned by many people, so there you're allowed to include everyone in the Erev, everyone is part of the shitufi mevos, because there no one's going to think that it's a Rishos HaRab, that it's a public domain, and no one's going to think that you're allowed to carry in a public domain, and no one's going to get confused with this place, because again, it used to be owned by one person. However, if a city used to be owned by many people and now became the property of one person, we said there we may not make one heir for the entire city unless you exclude some part of the city. Machlokas, how much must you exclude? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was an area that has 50 residents. According to Rabbi Shimon, as long as you have three courtyards and two homes. Bartanura says it's even really one house and one courtyard, but regardless, you have to leave a little bit of area if it's something that might be otherwise confused with a Rishos HaRabim, with a public domain. Have a great day.